Our final lesson is from the work of Heaven and Hell, number 365. By the rich man of whom the Lord says, "It is easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God," the rich, in both the natural sense and the spiritual sense, are meant. In the natural sense, the rich are those that have an abundance of riches and set their heart upon them. But in the spiritual sense, they are those that have an abundance of knowledges and learning, which are spiritual riches, and who desire by means of these to introduce themselves into the things of heaven and the church from their own intelligence. And because this is contrary to divine order, it is said to be easier for a camel to go through a needle's eye. A camel signifying in general, in the spiritual sense, the knowing faculty and things known, and a needle's eye signifying spiritual truth. Amen. We're about to discuss the spiritual sense of what it means for a rich man to give all he has to the poor. It's worth remembering, though, that the Lord still means it literally in that you should not love riches. Stuff. But now let us turn to the spiritual sense. Riches are all the things you know. Think about how spiritually wealthy you are, how many truths you have gathered up. If you've been in one of these classes over the last few weeks, think about all the riches you have gathered in, how many spiritual truths you learn, whether in school, in doctrinal class, here at church, or in your own reading. You learn so much. The Lord is telling us that not only do we have to use these truths to love the neighbor and shun evil, we have to do it from Him, from the Lord. Listen to what it says again in Heaven and Hell. In the spiritual sense, those who have an abundance of knowledge, but desire by means of these to introduce themselves into the things of heaven in the church from their own intelligence. So in other words, they gather up truths and they think, I have these truths. They're mine. I know them. Now that I know enough, I am going to get myself to heaven. That will not work. You cannot get yourself to heaven. Ever. Only the Lord can bring you into heaven. We need to acknowledge the Lord. A camel signifies intelligence, knowledge, and understanding, the knowing ability. And an eye of the needle signifies a spiritual truth. We need the Lord for knowledge to become spiritual truth. To understand this, think about what spiritual truth is. Spiritual truth are those truths that lead us to loving the neighbor. Knowledge cannot become spiritual truth unless we see where it is from, if we see that it is from the Lord. Think about the truth, "Thou shalt not murder." "Thou shalt not murder" could be merely a natural truth if you don't acknowledge the Lord. You could think, it's a good moral idea for civil society to have peace, where nobody kills each other, where we don't hit each other or steal or cheat or lie. That's how we're going to have a good civil society. And on a natural level, yes, you need those things to have a good civil society. But that's all it is a good civil society. In order for it to lead you to heaven, you need to acknowledge that these commandments are from God. Think about "thou shalt not murder." Why is it a sin? It is a sin to murder, not just because the Lord said so, but because it hurts people. It causes injury to people. People, your neighbor, are the ones that we are to love. All these commandments look towards love. But if we do not acknowledge God, then the neighbor, people, are merely things. Think about that further. It is common in the world, sadly, for people to be treated like objects, for people to be counted and numbered, to be a means towards an end, for people to be something to be nudged or pushed around, something to be manipulated for a greater end. There is no greater end than the Lord's kingdom, which is comprised of people, individuals, who are filled with the Lord's life and love. They are the end of creation, a heaven from the human race. The end of creation is not an ideal separated from reality. It is real people. When we take the Lord out of the equation, when we take the Lord out of the commandments, out of truth, we make laws merely natural. We make people having no inherent value. The reason why people have inherent value is because the Lord loves them and gives them value. And without an acknowledgement of the Lord, people become just another animal. A terrible, horrible thing. With man, nothing is possible. But with God, all things are possible. Without the Lord, we cannot truly love the neighbor, because then the neighbor becomes merely a means to the end. So pray to the Lord that in your repentance he might reform your mind and give new life to your soul. Amen.